Hello, and welcome to today's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. And today, well, we're going to be talking about the lottery. We often dream about what we would do if we won the lottery. Would you donate a bunch of it? Would you help your family out? Would you spend all of the money? What would you do when you win the lottery? Let's get right into it today and talk about this tricky subject. The money talking point from today's episode is, what would you do if you won the lottery? One simple discussion question from today's episode. With that in mind, let's get right into today's episode. You know, we don't talk about money enough. It's a topic that gets ignored for some reason, even though it plays a role in everyone's day-to-day life. Well, this issue is what brought Money Talk with Skylar Fleming to reality. I know you're probably busy and don't have the time to research and learn about all things that go into personal finance, but that's where this podcast, Money Talk with Skylar Fleming, comes into play. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming, and I'm here to do the research and learn all the extra stuff about personal finance for you. The goal is to simply get us talking about money, so let's get talking. All right, let's define the episode topic just to make sure we're all on an equal understanding. Well, a lottery, it's a system where people buy into to hope to win some sort of a jackpot or some sort of a prize that they pool in their money, and they usually get numbers towards a drawing. And then if your numbers are all drawn, you win a certain amount of prizes. There's usually a different price structure set up. I think most people have a pretty basic understanding of what a lottery is. You could easily do a search on Bing or Yahoo or Google and find out what a lottery is. But it can be a source of a gambling addiction for some people. But people do win, and it can change their life. So let's discuss what would happen or what could happen if you win the lottery. Let's get right into the impact of it first. Well, it's going to impact your life greatly. Your life will change forever. You could go down the wrong road of spending it all, but you can use that money for a lot of good. So let's talk about going down the wrong road. Well, what if you get, let's just use a simple example of $1 million. After taxes and everything, we won't make it too confusing. But if you get $1 million, what can you do with $1 million? Can you even fathom that? It's a ton of money. You could buy a house completely outright and still have money left over. You could buy a nice house and have money left over. You could buy a very nice house and have money left over. I hope you're getting the point that $1 million goes a long way. And it's likely that if you won some sort of like mega lottery or something like that, you probably won more than $1 million. But for the sake of this argument, $1 million can set you down a path to be able to buy realistically whatever you want. You could buy the house you want. You could buy the car you want. You could get all those little things that you've always ever wanted and have money left over just with $1 million. But $1 million will go away pretty quickly, especially if you're spending it on large things like houses and super expensive cars and things like that. But being that a lottery might most likely be more than $1 million, that money could still last you a very long time and lead you down a very bad road of spending it all. Because then you become so addicted to having exactly what you've always wanted. And when that money runs out, what are you going to do? What are you going to do to get those things that you've always wanted? Well, you're going to rack up debt. You're going to spend your lottery money in the other way into the negative. You're going to rack up credit card debt. You're going to spend way more than you ever have ever made. And you're going to find yourself in a situation where now you don't have any money. You're buried in debt. Your whole emotional handling of money is ruined because of this large amount of money. But let's also discuss what about if you go down the right road and you make it go for a lot of good. The money can make a long lasting impact on generations of people. Sticking to our simple $1 million example, that could easily be enough money to become financially independent. If we use the 4% rule, that leaves you with about, if you use the 4% rule, if $1 million invested means you could take out $40,000 a year and never run out of money, basing off the 4% rule. And now there's interesting little points that go into the 4% rule that we're not going to get into here. But think about the fact if you put $1 million away, and you now have $40,000 a year forever, like that can go on for a long time. Like just think of, and then it's more most likely, especially in times of growth in the economy, that money is going to grow and grow. And eventually you're going to be able to take more money out than $40,000. It'll be great. It can be great for you, for your kids, for your kids' kids, for their kids, all of the kids. But making the money work in that sort of a way, it can be tricky because coming into that large of a windfall can be intense. It can bring up a lot of emotions and a lot of people in your life. It can bring up just some like heavy conversations that you never thought you would ever have to have because you never, who expects to win the lottery? And if you actually expect to win it, you might have a gambling addiction because you're spending too much money on the lottery because no one really expects to win it. Someone then does and their life is changed forever. The one thing I always say, if you get a large windfall, whether it's inheritance or the lottery, or you get some large chunk of money, don't do anything with it for 6 months. That's a hard rule. 6 months. Give yourself some time to calm down and think about it. Because let's be real, if you win the lottery, the first month is just fantasizing about what that money can do because you're waiting to get it. You're waiting for it to go through like taxes or whatever. I don't know the process that that much money goes through. But I imagine as soon as you actually get your hands on it and those numbers appear in your bank account or you go make that deposit of that check, I can imagine your mind is racing with the opportunities that of things you could buy and what you could do. You have to set a hard six month rule on it. I don't care if you put the money in a CD for 6 months, like lock it up, put it in something that's going to lock it up away from you. Or if you're strong enough, don't touch the money for 6 months. Let yourself calm down. Give yourself, 6 months. I would say almost the whole sum of money. Obviously, if you're in credit card debt and things like that, pay that off right away. But don't start going hog wild with all the remainder of the money. Put it away for a good chunk of time to give yourself time to calm down and figure it out. So let's talk about how you would implement that much money into your life. What do you do when that 6 months is up? Let's talk about that next. All right, what do you do? Well, some of the things you could do, let's talk about first, save it all. What if you put all the money away? That's when that example of the $40,000 a year off of $1 million comes up. Imagine you have more than $1 million, which is likely if you win the lottery. You save all that money and then your family never has to worry about money. Your family, everybody never has to worry about money because you have so much money saved and you're just pulling off of that. Essentially, you're creating a trust fund in essence with that money. Another thing is you could invest it, which is similar to save it all, but investing it means you're putting it to good use. If it's a very large amount of money, you could use it to further some causes that you're really interested in or really invested in. You could donate to charities. You could spend it all. That's the next one, which we already talked about how that is bad. Avoid spending it all. Try to use the money for some good. You could help your family. When Rebecca and I will often have the conversation about what would we do if we came into a large sum of money, because it's just fun to think about and dream a little bit. And we've honestly outlined a couple things that would be like keystone things for us to do if we ever came into a very large windfall. Like I've mentioned already, you could help out a good cause. And the last couple are continue living your life or quit your job forever. I think it would be super interesting. Can you imagine going into work on Monday and everyone's like, how was your weekend? And you say, well, great, I won the lottery. And everyone's like, oh, happy last day here. And you're like, nah, I enjoy my job. I'm just going to keep working. You could do that. There's nothing wrong with that. If you enjoy your job, do it. You would just have so much money. It would change your life. You would have so much more freedom and flexibility to be able to say, hey, I'm actually tired of my job now. It's time for me to leave because you don't need to work. But imagine the freedom and stress relief that comes to your mind when you don't have the burdens of your finances resting on you while you're at work. Like if money wasn't something you had to worry about, if you won the lottery, how would that relate and roll over and take stress away from other parts of your life? That's also possible to get to that point without the lottery. Like it's possible to work to a point that you're not living paycheck to paycheck, that you're able to sustain a monthly budget and have money left over. And honestly, that's the point where that stress goes away. You don't need to win the lottery to have all your financial stress stop being carried with you everywhere. You can get rid of the credit card debt and your auto loan debt and all those other forms of debt that are weighing you down. If you get rid of those, get out of debt and start spending less than you make and saving more money, those financial burdens are going to go away without you needing to win the lottery. And I hope that's the good point that you take away from this episode. But the last one is you can quit your job forever. Like if you're smart with the money, you put it away properly and you invest it correctly, you can walk away from your job and be just fine. I'd say make sure you have something to fall back on. Can you imagine if you're regularly working overtime and work is pretty much your life right now because you're struggling to make ends meet and you need to get money, you need to feed your family, and then you quit. What do you do the next week? Like, sure, I'm sure you have some hobbies that are going to get you through a few weeks, but what do you do after that? How do you got to find new passion if you're going to quit your job forever. And that's a side note that would be great for another episode. Like, what do you do once you've reached financial independence and quit? But you could quit. Make sure you have something to go to. Make sure you have something you're retiring to. But I do have some questions that came to mind that I want to discuss. Let's go over those next. Let's go through some questions that came into my mind about winning the lottery and how to gauge what you would do. So the first question is, how are you spending your money right now? Are you proud of how much money you're spending each month? Winning the lottery is going to inflate the type of person you are. It's going to take spending to extremes or saving to extremes. However you currently handle money, triple, 10 times it when you have as much money as you would have if you won the lottery. Put that into perspective. If you don't like how you're currently spending money, winning the lottery isn't going to help you suddenly save money. You're going to spend all of it. If you're currently saving too much money and not enjoying your life, the lottery is just going to make you even more live under a rock. You're going to live under a wealthier rock and not enjoy your life. It's going to make you more extreme in saving and everything like that, which was what we had a previous episode on about saving for the future versus living for the now. The lottery is going to take either one of those points and push them farther away from each other and make them more and more extreme. My next question to consider is, how do you save right now? Which we just talked about. Would the lottery help you reach some goals that you have set out? Do you have financial goals that it would help you with? Think about those things that you want to do, that cruise you want to take, that trip you want to take, that savings goal you want to reach to be able to max out your IRA every single year. Think about how sure you don't need to max out your IRA every year if you win the lottery, but that would help you accomplish that goal. So that would be some fun things that you get to do. You get to accomplish those saving goals. You get to put away enough money for a house, whether it's a down payment, whether it's 20% or 100% down payment. The lottery helps you reach some of those fun goals. Do you have any dreams that you would be able to accomplish? Be crazy in this question. So let me ask it again. Do you have any dreams that you want to be able to accomplish? Do you want to go on some super extravagant trip? Do you want to give a whole bunch of money to your favorite charity? Do you want to... There's a whole lot of things. And also think about the time that this much money unlocks. If you're able to walk away from your job and now you have 40 plus hours a week, about 40 hours a week free, what can you do with that time that might be even more meaningful than the money? There was one conversation I recently heard on another podcast talking about how our time and donating time to some organizations is more valuable than any money you could give them because they get enough money. They have enough money to make do and to make do with the projects that they want to do, but they need volunteers out there to help. So think about the time that this much money and being able to walk away from your job or reduce your job load would allow you for. But let's wrap up today's episode next. Though it is extremely unlikely that anyone recording or listening to this podcast will win the lottery, it's a fun thing to think about. But if you do win, please email me. I'd love to talk to you on my podcast. It would be a fun conversation to have, especially if you win like the week of this episode. But realize that whatever you do now, the lottery is going to make it a bigger deal. I've talked about this the whole episode. You spend a lot, you're going to spend it all. If you save a lot, you're going to just become crazier about saving. But if you have a good financial foundation, it's going to help you a ton if you do wind up winning the lottery. But thank you for listening to today's episode. Check out my free resources using the link in the show notes. Suppose you have any questions or topics you'd like to see me cover on the show, shoot me an email. You can find my email in the show notes as well. I hope you enjoyed today's money talk. Now go and talk to your friends and family about the lottery and what you would do if you won. Thank you for listening to Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk. The Money Talk show is provided for informational and entertainment purposes and should not be used for personal or specific financial advice. Every situation is unique and different. Please make sure to do your own research for your personal financial situation.